Whether cryptocurrency is a form of Ponzi scheme is a widely debated question, and the honest answer is that it depends on what someone means by crypto. Cryptocurrency is not one single project. It is an entire category that includes Bitcoin, Ethereum, stablecoins, meme coins, and thousands of tokens with very different designs and incentives. Some crypto projects have clearly behaved like frauds, while others function more like speculative assets or emerging financial infrastructure. To evaluate whether crypto is a Ponzi scheme, it helps to first define what a Ponzi scheme actually is, then examine arguments for and against. A Ponzi scheme is an investment fraud in which returns paid to earlier investors come from the money contributed by newer investors rather than from legitimate profits. The scheme usually promises consistent, high returns with a little risk. It can appear stable and successful for a time, but it requires constant new inflows of money to survive. Eventually, withdrawals exceed deposits, the structure collapses, and most participants lose money. In a Ponzi scheme, there's typically a central operator who controls the money and intentionally misleads participants. Arguments that crypto resembles a Ponzi scheme critics argue that many cryptocurrencies have no intrinsic cash flow, earnings, or productive output. Unlike stocks, which represent ownership in a business that can generate profits, many tokens rise in value primarily because someone else is willing to buy them for more later. This creates what critics describe as a greater fool dynamic, where gains depend on attracting new buyers. Some argue that this dependency on new entrants makes crypto functionally similar to a Ponzi scheme, even if it lacks a single organizer. Another reason people call crypto Ponzi-like is that the industry has included many hype-driven projects that rely on marketing, celebrity promotion, and social media excitement rather than real utility. In some cases, insiders or early buyers hold large amounts of tokens and profit when later investors push the price higher, which resembles wealth transferring upward. The collapse of various exchanges, lending platforms, and token projects has further fueled the argument that crypto is filled with speculative bubbles and engineered schemes that mimic Ponzi behavior. Arguments that crypto is not a Ponzi scheme. Supporters argue that Bitcoin and many major cryptocurrencies do not fit the formal definition of a Ponzi scheme. There is usually no guaranteed return and no central promoter promising steady payouts. Bitcoin, for example, is decentralized, transparent, and operates through open source code and a public ledger. Its price rises and falls based on market demand, similar to commodities like gold. While people may speculate on price appreciation, speculation alone does not automatically make something a Ponzi scheme. Supporters also argue that crypto has real use cases: fast international transfers, censorship-resistant payments, decentralized finance tools, and smart contracts that allow programmable transactions. Ethereum and other platforms enable developers to create applications beyond simple currency, such as decentralized exchanges, NFTs, and blockchain-based identity systems. In this view, crypto is more like early-stage technology. Volatile and risky, but potentially transformative. A balanced conclusion. Crypto is best understood as a spectrum. Some crypto projects are outright Ponzi schemes or scams, especially those promising guaranteed returns or recruiting-based rewards. But cryptocurrency as a whole is not automatically a Ponzi scheme, particularly in the case of decentralized assets like Bitcoin that do not have a central operator or promised payouts. The real lesson is discernment. Treat crypto as high risk, separate legitimate innovation from hype, and never confuse rising prices with guaranteed value.